Hello and welcome to Humans Exhaust Me, a show caused by our current world and everything in it. I'm Biz Paul, I'm here in the UK, and I'm joined by, I don't know, somewhere. It's Felisa Jones, where are you today?
I am in Bryce Canyon National Park, so I think it's Bryce Canyon, Utah? Bryce, Utah? So, in the middle of nowhere, Utah, yeah, it's like cold, there's snow and sun. It's kind of neat. There's a lot of Europeans here.
Are there?
Yeah.
What do they like about Bryce Canyon?
I don't know. Europeans are definitely not Americans. I can definitely tell you that.
How so?
You know, you don't realize how chipper Americans are. You know, saying hi, like, oh, excuse me, when you're walking into places until you're not around a lot of Americans. Like, oh, okay, this is what we're doing. Yeah.
Yeah.
Not throwing shade at the Europeans, but...
Whew. Yes, you are. See, you've just experienced, like, the reverse of what we experience when we come to the United States. So we're like, what? What do you mean? Can you... I don't need help. Thank you very much. Don't talk to me. You know, like, I think we feel like the Americans are super, super nice.
Uh-huh.
Like, over the top nice. You know, British people just go, you're right. You're right.
It's a little weird because, I mean, being here in the United States, I've never been in a space where there's like a concentrated amount of Europeans. I mean, I've lived in San Diego, so you see so many people from everywhere. But for whatever reason, the last two parks between here and Zion, but especially here, I don't know if there's a tour package, but like everybody everybody is from Europe here, and particularly France. So I don't know if there's some reason why a lot of people come to this park, but it was a very interesting experience going to the grocery store, and it was like, okay, I could tell who's on vacation right now. So.
Well, I think you should give us a regular update on the people that you meet. Can I just give you a little bit of a hair update?
Yes, let's see hair news. Yay!
Now, it's not like about the state of my hair, but it's about something that we talked about, I think, on the last episode. But I went past an African Caribbean wig shop today.
Oh, yeah, because I told you you should go to a beauty supply store. Yes.
Yeah. This one was very, yeah, I suppose it was a beauty supply. So I'm just thinking of all the things that were in there. I focused on the hair. Like, there were a lot of wigs in the window.
Yes.
So that's what drew my attention. Like,
yep.
Which style do you want? All the wigs. And, I found it fascinating, but what I didn't realize until today was silk bonnets come in many more varieties than what I saw or what I thought, just to touch on what we talked about last time. So I've had a few comments about the silk bonnet conversation.
Ooh, okay.
On the episode.
Okay.
So that seemed to strike a chord with people.
Positive,
particularly
or negative?
The fact that I'm a white man talking about it.
I mean, everybody's wearing bonnets these days. I stopped wearing them. Because they are a waste of time.
Wow. You are not getting any influencer deals from the silk bonnet.
No, I've done.
Community.
You know what? I did my 40 years of silk bonnets. And I did my 40 years of having my bonnets on at 10 o'clock at night and then on the other side of the bed in the morning. I'm done. I am so done. I've had the satin pillowcases. I probably will probably get the satin pillowcases again. Those are nice. So that's like your other alternative. But yeah, me and the bonnet, we are. Yeah, I mean, I had one for travel. I had one for home. I'm done.
Well, I'm thinking fluoro leopard print is probably the one I would go for from the ones that I saw. I thought it was very.
You know what?
Very wild.
I've been solid black. I've never tried the colors. Always solid black.
Mm.
Yeah.
Well, maybe I'll buy you one for Christmas.
Okay.
Okay.
So I was going to tell you, since we're talking about hair, I have decided I'm going to do something that I did a long. I used to have locks. I think I'm going to get my locks back. Ooh.
Okay.
So it'll be another year. So it'll be a while before I do it. But I think I'm going to do it. I'm going to do it again. I enjoyed them.
And... So will you grow your hair to a certain length before getting them locked?
Yeah.
Okay. So how long? How long?
How long will I let it grow? I would say probably by the end of the year, I could do it because I did like cut all the back off. But I would say probably in another year and a half to get them started. And then that's a whole other journey.
Okay.
I forget that it's a journey starting locks again.
Welcome to Hair Care.
I know, the hair show.
Hair
and then
care
I
exhausts.
Might have to start wearing a bonnet again. Oh my God, damn bonnet.
There you go. I think we should go for some sponsorship or some influencer stuff. I think the show could be sponsored by a silk bonnet company. We might reach out to them. If anyone knows any,
we can definitely go for like the Mayel, Sachet Moisture. I mean, I already use the stuff, so I already got the curling creams. I got the curling gels. I got the system down. I got my little sponge.
Now.
I got my twist roller. I got my things. Mm-hmm. I got my things, so... Just not the bonnet.
I think we should go for it. I should go for it. Both of us are influencers. If you remember last week, we said we might not record on this week, but we've been so inspired by what's going
on.
We're recording this just a day late. I've been off being an influencer.
Oh.
Yeah.
Were you?
And,
okay, I got to ask. Were
had
you
a well of a time.
Okay, what was the age range of your influencers at your event?
Cool. You went there so early. So I was in the older demographic, I would say. It was pointed out that some of us were more longer in the tooth during one round table conversation.
Like, was it a lot of you or just like two of you?
What, that was older?
Okay.
I'd say it was half and half,
okay.
to be fair, in terms of, I mean, it was a good idea for the thing that we were doing, which I'm under NDA for, so I can't actually talk that much about, but... There were some roundtable discussions involved, and it was good that it was balanced, actually, because there were younger ambassadors, and there were some of us that were older, and we were able to offer a range of perspectives
on what we were being asked,
which I thought was good. I have to say, though, I seemed to turn into that guy that offered advice to young people who didn't ask for it.
Yep. Because you know what? It's so hard not to do it because I went to the Women in Travel Summit. So it was all content creators and influencers. And you are at the point where you do want to offer advice. I put it in check sometimes because it's like, you go do whatever you want to do anyway. So I usually just tell people,
yes,
here's an idea. Stick it on a post-it note, put it on a wall. You're going to come back to it in 10 years, and then it'll make sense what I'm about to say. But you can't help
that's
it.
That's a good way to do it.
Well, because that's the only way. Because, I mean, you know, I mean, when you're 25 years old, I would assume a lot of the advice that you got when you were in your 20s is like now, like, oh my God, is that what that person meant? Like, hell yeah, now I get it, you know? Like, man.
Well, sometimes you... Something happens and you go, oh, they were right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it was, especially at the table, some of the tables I was at. So we were at mixed table. So I got some of my friends were talking about menopause and travel, whole different conversation. And then you have the younger people who are like, yeah, I'm not sure if I want to date this guy because he didn't make my eggs the right way. And it was like, oh, baby.
I think it's our responsibility as elders to provide some guidance. I thought I did things in a very nice way. I didn't sort of cut across anybody or anything. But I did. I did talk to one guy who was 23, really nice lad, absolutely sound, really like doing his thing. He'd given up his job to go full time in on his social media business. And he was doing some really good stuff as well, which I thought was like great. And we were just talking, and I sort of became like the big brother in a way, kind of going, well, what, you know, you should get some funding here, and here's where you can go, and here's a link, and actually, you know, try and think about doing this, and you know, collaborate with this type of person. And I think it was appreciated.
Yeah.
I did say jokingly, and I won 25% of the business. Yeah. But he just kind of like walked over that bit. But yeah, it was kind of, it was in a way, well, no, not in a way. It was nice to feel like I could offer something useful for somebody. Like my life experience actually counted for something. I felt quite nice about that.
Well, that's good. Hopefully he listens. Hopefully younger people will listen, because there has been an undercurrent the last couple of months of young people just, they are not feeling older people at all. You know, because a lot of older people are saying, you know, I thought by the time I would hit this age, I would not like complete respect, but you know, you deferred in wisdom, you know, deferential treatment of wisdom. But now the kids are just like, y'all are just old. Y'all cause all the problems, especially they're coming up to Gen X people too. And you definitely see it a lot with the younger women and saying like, oh, older women are just jealous. And it was like, oh, sweethearts, keep living because one, that time period goes by really quick and you're going to be on the other side of this. So I'm just hoping that younger people do listen. And then also, I think it is kind of fun being around. It is fun being around younger people because it just reminds you of some of the like stupid crap that you used to do when you were young, especially when you started talking about dating, first getting married, first jobs, people who are, you know, it is weird, like people who are living with their parents. And it was like, wow, living with your parents, like, don't even know what that's like. It's fun to listen to, but that's like, I have no idea what that's like.
So there were two days at this event, and one of them was a big conference, and there's a lot of people there, and it was very creative. And it was really interesting, like looking at what people were wearing. And the only thing I'll say is younger people are supposed to look odd to older people. And, that's what they're for, right? And they do. And I remember when I was that age and I did. So I'm like, yeah, brilliant. Go for it.
But how did you balance understanding that they're supposed to look the way they do when they're young versus like the old version of you, like kicking out, you know? Because for me, it's the, oh, we don't wear complete shirts anymore. But then it's like, you know what? When I was 22, who knows what the hell I was wearing, you know? So, and part of my brain is like, oh, it'd be nice if you like put a whole outfit on.
Well, I felt a little bit out of place because I did not have a fluffy fleece. I did not realize that, like,
oh, fleeces they back were in?
Like fleeces, like, oh, right. Really thick ones, yeah, and brown and things like that.
Oh.
And also, Gen Z loves socks. They love socks.
Yeah,
they wear socks with everything.
I discovered that, like the short cutoff socks that you can't see. That's like a no-no. That's like old people socks.
No, yes, exactly. Like, even if you're wearing like short shorts in the gym, you need long, long socks.
You know, I appreciate they need to dress the way they do. I'm not going to try to do that. The other thing I've noticed is that velour jumpsuits. I don't know if this is a thing in the UK, but like think early 2000s J-Lo with the velour jumpsuit and a jacket and the juicy on the butt, that type of thing. So that is coming back in style now. And so a lot of older women are like, oh my gosh, I can bring mine back out. It's like, oh no, sweetie. That only looked cute when you had that 25-year-old booty. And that 25-year-old waist. Like, you still probably look great, wow, right now, but it doesn't look the same when you are in your mid-40s trying to dress that way. It looks kind of sad. So let the kids have it. You can still dress great when you are in your 40s, but that kind of stuff, no, that needs to stay back in your 20s.
Goodness. It's bad enough that the 90s were back, but you're right, you know. People from, people who are 25 next year were born this century. So that's kind of a long time.
I mean, there is, I listened to The Right Time by Bomani Jones, and he is a sportscaster, and of course it's the NBA playoffs. And one of the kids on one of the teams, he calls Kevin Durant, who's like basically in the Hall of Fame, 35 years old, he calls him old man, like when they're playing. And he was born in like 2002 or something like that. And it was just like, wow. I guess they are in their 20s getting jobs. So, woo, So now I know
that's
how
it. They're not going to have kids.
I guess I know how the people I worked with when I got, you know, my first job, when I walked in at 22 years old, and they would like stare at me like 22. They're like, when were you born? So now I get it. I get it now.
There you go. There you go. Now, I tell you what the kids do like. They like a bit of TikTok. But if you're living in the US, that might be a problem. Felicia, fill us in on what's been going on in Capitol Hill with this TikTok ban. It's been on the cards for a while. Where are we with it?
They did a bipartisan deal, and they all voted for it. I got to go look at the details, but basically it has been approved in the Senate. So it went through the House first. The Senate said, cool. Biden said he was going to sign it. And I guess they have so much time, ByteDance or whoever the company that owns the American portion of this, they only have a small amount of time to divest or is gone. And it sounds like they are not divesting and nobody is stepping up to purchase it. And so TikTok is done. That's it.
And do you think there'll be any legal challenges to it? Because I hear ByteDance are going to challenge it. So what happens? If it's signed, is that it? It's just, there's no
appeal? I mean, you'll
appeal.
Have to go through the courts and give, I guess, you'll have to go through Supreme Court and everything to give some valid reason why they couldn't do that. So yes, you do have the courts on your side. But if everybody's all in on this, the courts have a magic way of making things go really, really slow. Funny how that works.
What is the reason that they are giving? Is it to do with the parent company has connections to the Chinese Communist Party? Can they prove that?
Yes.
Is that just hearsay? What's your
reading
of it?
They're saying personal security, national security, and China. That's it.
Okay. So it's political.
Obviously, they say it is security.
Okay.
That they say it's security risk. All the other social media companies are quiet AF. Wonder why. So, but if 45 comes back in and becomes 47, I guess he says he could turn it. He'll change that, and then he's going after all of them altogether. So there you go. And Facebook.
Right. Okay.
So this means, I don't know if people realize. I mean, I don't think there's a severity of not having TikTok in our lives, but there are a lot of people who have created entire income sources off of TikTok, and I'm not sure if many of them have a plan, if they have a backup plan. Some, I'm assuming a small percentage, like maybe less than 1%, have a big enough audience that they can transfer to like Instagram or YouTube. The others who are probably doing well, making money, but can't make that transition, I don't know what's going to happen to them. And as you know, you just came from your event and coming from the content creator event I went to, it is, you do get a little worried about how some of these people will make money in the future, because so many people have put so much time into pumping up TikTok and things like that. So I don't know what's about to happen to them.
It's a difficult one. I mean, we're bound to, well, we're not, because it doesn't apply to us, but I guess there'll be a lot of US content creators suddenly creating content about how not to put all your eggs in one basket. That is the usual thing that gets trotted out when something goes wrong.
And they hate hearing about newsletters. they have made it clear. Okay. Stop telling us to have a newsletter.
I mean, the big impact, as you say, the impact of big accounts that have a following that are loyal, they will just be told to go here, which will probably be Instagram or YouTube or both.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it can go a number of ways, really. One is YouTube currently offers, I think, the better monetization option.
Yes.
So if you're doing it to make money, YouTube is probably where you would direct people to, and it's got shorts.
Yeah.
And, you know, you can just do the same thing. I wonder whether Meta will take the opportunity to improve their monetization option attract them, because Meta is quite good at like taking the opportunity when someone's weak. we will see. But you're right, the smaller people who don't have the huge followings may not have as many places to go. But we'll see, I guess. I kind of want to do a bit of a side track here, because we're talking about Meta. Meta is notoriously opportunist at moments like this.
Yeah.
Did you see Mark Zuckerberg's glow up picture?
He's been glowing up for the last year. I mean, he hit that gym. He got the nice hair going. Yeah. I saw it.
What do you think?
Midlife crisis.
Do you think?
How old is he? Do we know how old he is?
He's midlife. Wow. He's not 40. He's not 40, is he?
Is he in his 40s? So while Paul is looking this up, because we don't know. But I mean, the way he's been working his butt off, I mean, those people kind of hit midlife crisis pretty early.
Yeah.
Because you wake up.
Oh, goodness.
How old is he?
Well, have a guess.
43.
No, he's 39. I thought you were going to go younger. Yeah. He's 39. 1984.
I mean, he's been working hard at 39. I mean, he's been working really, really hard. I got to give him credit. I mean, when you put so much of your life into this platform that he created, I'm pretty sure he's lived quite a few lifetimes. And, you know, you wake up at 39 and it's just like, okay, I got some babies. I got a wife. Like, what else is going on? And then, of course, in that Silicon Valley bro world, they are all in on the vitamins, the health, and all that stuff. So he's been like doing punching sessions on barges and stuff. So yeah, if you're going to go get a new body and try to finally stand in your mandem, you're going to get a glow up. And usually when those guys get glow ups, the family life kind of changed a little bit. So curious to see how that all works out. When men go get pretty,
Something's up. Suspicious.
It really is. I mean, I hate to say it. Sometimes when men get all pretty, you know.
Wow. That's a kind of prejudiced thing to say.
Prove me wrong. Prove me wrong. I need proof. Everybody, if you got proof, I send the receipts. Prove me wrong.
I'm clipping that. I can't prove you wrong. I can't. It was very, very interesting. the picture of him with a beard is apparently fake. That's not real.
But that new hair.
He does look good with a beard. The new hair, the softer hair. See? I mean, he's naturally curly anyway. We've seen that before, but that's the way to do your curls.
Yeah.
I might contact him and ask him, do you know how old he was when he became a billionaire?
It was like 23, 24.
Oh, yeah, 23. Yeah. 23.
So,
how do you know all the answers? Annoying.
Facebook hasn't been around as long as... It hasn't been around that long. So...
20 years.
Yeah, I mean, it's been long, but I mean...
That's a long time.
It is. But it's still a big...
There were people at an event I went to, not this one, the couple of days... But there are people at an event that I went to that were younger than Facebook, Felicia. Younger than Facebook. That's why they're not interested in Facebook, because their parents use Facebook.
Yeah.
They're not interested.
Well, and Facebook is kind of clunky compared to everything else. Now, Facebook is really clunky.
It's garbage.
Looking, feel, and it's just like, and they made it even more complicated to use. So it's like, I'm just out. I mean, at least they're trying with Instagram. Instagram isn't that clunky, but they're doing things there that makes it a
getting
little
there.
Weird. Yeah, it's getting
it's,
there.
It's fairly complicated, but you're right on Facebook. Facebook just feels like for grandmas to share fake news.
Well,
that's what Facebook.
And there you go. So hopefully, all of these influencers figure something out. Definitely a great time for the social media platforms to jump in and do something. I don't know. But of course, we're going to have all the conspiracy theories of why they're doing this. Some people say because they all want to prop up, they want to go after X or Twitter or something like that. I think they're all just on shaky legs because their profits haven't been the way they have been. And and you got people who are coming after them in all countries.
Some of it doesn't even work. Well, that's true. It might not even be relevant anyway. Just reminded me of something that happened this morning, and I think this is a suitable place to end today's show, just on a bit of end of the world vibes, because that's all we get. But just thinking about how social media will be used as propaganda for war and things like
will
that.
Will be used?
Rishi Sunak. That's what I mean. Like, we've both got elections coming up. Apparently, the UK's election is going to be the 4th of July, because Sunak says it's the second half of the year.
Wait a minute.
Which that is.
I'm just saying, as an American, the 4th of July is not the day you should do an election, because that symbolizes you lost, for a British person, I would assume.
It's nothing to do with America.
It doesn't, but that's some big symbolism, like 4th of July, of things that have happened in British history.
To you?
But in British history...
No, we don't know. No, it's not even... It's honestly, Felicia, it's
omen.
Not even a thing.
It's an omen. It's an omen to have an election on that day. Just saying.
Do you know,
you got
at school...
You got your butt kicked on 4th of July. Just saying.
It's just not. Like, it's just not a thing. I have seen several TikToks where people say, what? British people don't, like, the world doesn't celebrate 4th of July? No.
I know.
Only people in the US.
I'm not saying that you don't have to celebrate 4th of July. It has nothing to do with the United States. But I'm just saying, in the significance of historical things that have happened to the British government and militaries, the 4th of July just seems like a day of omenness. So.
Yes, but Felicia, what you have to also remember is that from having, like, invaded most of the world and eventually lost all of it, we have had several days of it. We would not be able to hold anything on every... Yeah, but there would be so many days when it were like, oh, well, we lost Rhodesia on that day, or that's when Cyprus became independent.
Omens.
Or Botswana,
omens.
The 4th of July, let me tell you, friend, is just like, it's just a day.
It's an omen.
Anyway, I think they will run the election. I think that's a good shout. It meets his criteria. Second half of the year. And the feeling is, because we've got local elections coming up next week, and the feeling is if he loses badly in the local elections...
Which he will. 4th of July.
Rather than have a leadership challenge and have yet another prime minister, we think he's likely to burn the house down and go, let's go for an election now.
I'm just saying that was a wrong move. My conspiracy people, my British conspiracy people, I need y'all to come through for me. This is an omen. This is an omen for that party. Yeah. They should have chosen another day.
Well, there's limits, right? It's either that or like the week after the US election. And I think, the world's going to be scared on that day. So that's probably not going to
be the world going to be scared?
Sunak says today that the UK is being put on a war footing. So, he's ramping up that
Who are y'all
noise.
Going to war with? Who are you? Who are y'all?
Russia.
You can't fight that.
Apparently, no, we can't, because they did some analysis after the whole like Iran-Israel Iron Dome success thing. Everyone went, have we got one? And they went, no. What have we got? Not very much. Can we shoot out Russian missiles out the sky? No, we cannot. So,
I understand. I understand, the make England, make British better again, great again, whatever y'all are doing over there. I get it. I understand that there's a superiority complex that comes with, the empire. But it's also like, y'all are like tiny, like the empire is kind of gone now. And so you're getting ready to go against Russia. Like, it's almost like, Paul, you and I, we're almost the same height. It's like you and I going up against some 6'10 guys and like we're going to beat you. We're getting prepared. It was like, all they got to do is like kick us lightly. We both fall down.
I know this. I know this. This country has, is punched above its weight for many, many centuries, and used the whole, like, we're an island, nobody can invade us kind of thing for centuries. However, now there are intercontinental ballistic missiles.
Yes.
The sea does not make any difference. I mean, and people forget.
I guess missile technology is pretty damn cool. I mean, it's just like, you go to your computer, like, okay, Paul, before you go to bed, why don't you go launch those missiles? And they're gonna like fly for like 500 miles, and then we'll see where they get to in a few hours. I mean, that's pretty cool, yeah, and terrifying at the same time.
It is. I know, right? But don't forget, we've got lasers now, so, ooh, you know, we're good.
Like laser pointers?
Anyway.
Laser pointers?
Yeah.
Like all,
yeah,
of you
dragon
all?
Laser or something.
Oh, that's so very Harry Potter. You all should go outside with your laser pointers. It's very Harry Potter. So, oh my gosh, I would be there for it.
The best. What is it? What's the nasty spell that you can't?
I don't know, like, but all I can see is you guys all have your own little laser pointers pointing at the sky.
Wingardium Leviosa. It's not that, but like it's
you British people.
Anyway, I don't know where we went all serious then. I was quite happy talking about TikTok, but it wouldn't be our show without some kind of end of the world, like war stuff. Yeah. Okay. Well, let's leave it there.
Yes.
Another crazy week in the world. I'm going to go and investigate multicolored satin bonnets again and see what we can buy. And you're going to look up like lock inspiration, I guess. But not on TikTok. But you can use it for a bit.
Already done it. I'm good. I'm ready to go. I've done this before, so okay. I already know the plan. So yeah.
Good.
Yay! Right. Goals.
Well, one more time for those at the back who haven't heard it before, we would love you to nominate this show for a Quill Podcast Award. Please look at the show notes for a link on how to nominate us.
Nominate us, please.
Because as we make clear, we want to win.
Yeah. Or we're going to bring out our laser pointers.
Mm.
Yeah.
Be warned.
Be warned.
See you next time.
See ya.